There he parked the wagon in a little passageway so that it would be out of sight. His feet hurt, and while he was resting, he didn't want anyone to bother him by asking for a hot dog. Even though business couldn't be worse, there were times when a person had to be true to himself and consider his welfare first. Much more of this vending, and his feet would be bloody stumps. Ignatius squatted uncomfortably on the side steps of the cathedral. His recently increased weight and the bloating caused by the inoperative valve made any position other than standing or lying down somewhat awkward. Removing his boots, he began to inspect his great slabs of feet.
"Oh, dear,"
a voice said above Ignatius. "What am I seeing? I come out to see this dreadful, tacky art exhibit, and what do I find as exhibit number one? It's the ghost of Lafitte the pirate. No, it's Fatty Arbuckle. Or is it Marie Dressler? Tell me soon or I'll die." Ignatius looked up and saw the young man who had bought his mother's hat in the night of joy.
"Get away from me, you fop! Where is my mother's hat?"
"Oh, that," the young man sighed. "I'm afraid it was destroyed at a really wild gathering. Everyone dearly loved it."
"I'm sure that they did. I won't ask you just how it was desecrated."
"I wouldn't remember anyway. Too many martinis that night for little moi."
"Oh, my God."
"What in God's name are you doing in that bizarre outfit? You look like Charles Laughton in drag as the Queen of the Gypsies. What are you supposed to be? I really want to know."
"Move along, you coxcomb!"
Ignatius belched, the gassy irritations echoing between the walls of the alley. The Women's Art Guild turned its hats toward the source of the volcanic sound. Ignatius glared at the young man's tawny velvet jacket and mauve cashmere sweater and the wave of blonde hair that fell over the forehead of his sharp, glittering face.
"Get away from me before I strike you down!"
"Oh, my goodness!" The young man laughed in short, merry, childish breaths that made his downy jacket quiver. "You really are insane, aren't you?"
"How dare you!"
Ignatius screamed. He unpinned his cutlass and began to strike the young man's calves with a plastic weapon. The young man giggled and danced about in front of Ignatius to avoid the thrusts, his lithe movements making him a difficult target. Finally, he danced across the alley and waved to Ignatius. Ignatius picked up one of his elephantine desert boots and flung it at the pirouetting figure.
"Oh!"
the young man squealed. He caught the shoe and threw it back at Ignatius, whom it hit squarely in the face.
"Oh, my God! I've been disfigured!"
"Shut up!"
"I can easily have you booked for assault."
"If I were you, I'd stay as far away from the police as possible. What do you think they'd say when they saw that outfit, Mary Marvel? And booking me with assault? Let's be a little realistic. I'm surprised that they're permitting you to go cruising at all in that fortune-teller's ensemble."